Dr. Robert Epstein, he is a senior research psychologist, and he has been looking into Google and others, are they affecting the outcome of elections? And I feel for you, because I know what it's like when you're speaking the truth, and sometimes nobody wants to listen to it. Somebody doesn't want to listen to it, and how frustrating that is. And this is really important. So I know you don't necessarily love us conservatives, but I love people who look for truth.
Well, first of all, Glenn, let me give you a big thank you, because the last time I was on your show, you gave out a link where people can support my research.
Yeah.
And do you know that we got thousands of dollars in donations for the nonprofit where we do the research? Really? I mean, there are people who are even, you know, signed up for, you know, monthly payments.
Wow, that's great.
I mean, it's amazing that you made that happen. You must have the most generous listeners.
I do. I do. We have they have fed more people and literally freed more slaves in the Middle East than countries, literally countries. I mean, they're being recognized by Australia, by the United States State Department. One of our partners, we got a Nobel Peace Prize for the work that they're doing to be able to save people all across the world and free them from slavery. So they are a great audience.
Well, you definitely have made things happen, you know, for me, and I really appreciate it. And as far as me not liking conservatives, that I'm not my politics aren't conservative, but I've actually, because conservatives seem to like my work, I've actually made very, very dear friends who happen to be, you know, conservative.
Right.
I mean, Peter Schweitzer, I now consider a very dear friend.
He's a good guy.
And he's the Clinton cash guy. Yeah. And I've actually become friends with Ann Coulter, even though she makes me cringe when she says something on television. But, you know,
so we all have those friends. We all have those friends. So tell everybody, in case you don't know, what you do and what you're looking into.
Sure. Well, there's two different things I do. And unfortunately, the LA Times just totally got this wrong. One is, for more than 6 years, I've been doing randomized controlled scientific studies showing the new power that companies like Google and Facebook have to shift opinions and votes without people knowing. And that's very, very rigorous research published in top scientific journals, including the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. LA Times, did they even mention that? Mm-hmm. No. Could anyone possibly find fault with that work? No, you can't publish in those journals if your work is faulty. Now, the second thing that I've been doing more quietly is trying to learn how to build monitoring systems. These companies surveil us 24 hours a day. I'm the only person so far in the world who's developed two monitoring systems for surveilling them. In other words, for figuring out what they're showing people, especially in the days leading up to elections. Mm-hmm. And I did it in 2016. That got reported by the Washington Post. And I've done it again. I did it again in 2018. That story just broke this morning. And I am making progress in learning how to do this kind of monitoring and learning how to detect bias in the content that these companies are showing people. And once again, I caught Google, not Bing or Yahoo, but I caught Google with their digital pants down. And, you know, what's there, they should be embarrassed about, because I found very clear and strong liberal bias in the content that they were showing people in the days leading up to the election. And that was enough. If they were doing that nationwide, which I didn't monitor the whole country, but if they had been doing what I found nationwide, that would have shifted upwards of 78.2 million votes to Democrats across multiple races, with no one having the slightest idea that they have been influenced in this way. That's why this is a very, very dangerous kind of influence. That's why we also need monitoring systems to be running on a large scale. And those are the two things I do, the scientific stuff and then the, you know, developing monitoring systems.
So I want to get into what you found and how they're swaying elections. But I want to ask you first, are you familiar with the book Surveillance Capitalism?
The new book by Shoshana Zuboff. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. In fact, I mentioned I have a new piece out this morning in USA Today criticizing Elizabeth Warren's plan for breaking up big tech. It's completely toothless. But I mentioned Zuboff's book in there as being a superb book, but that focuses on one aspect of the problem, which is the surveillance aspect.
Yes.
There are actually three big problems here. There's the surveillance, there's the censorship, and then there's the piece that I study, which is the most dangerous of all. That's the manipulation.
So I think that she covers, she touches on those. And I think, when you look at, they are looking to build something of absolute certainty so they know how to predict, then it's quite logical. If you just look at this as a sales tool to then just nudge people this way or that way, and it becomes terribly frightening, and not just for capitalist reasons where you're doing things and buying things without even knowing why, but because they can move and manipulate you any way they want, whether that's to vote for something, to buy for something, or hate something or love something. It's truly dangerous. And I think you're the only one that is actually monitoring and seeing any of these effects and how they're doing it. So tell me what you found in 2018. How do you know that Google was doing this and Bing and Yahoo was not?
Well, I set up now for the second time a Nielsen type network of field agents. And this is what Nielsen does with their families. Mm-hmm. They have this network that they're all secret. And, they look over the shoulders of people in the families to see what they're watching on TV. So I set up, once again, an anonymous network of field agents and developed special software. It's all custom stuff. So that allowed me, with their permission, to look over their shoulders and see what content they were fed when they were doing election-related searches in the days leading up to the 2018 election. I focused mainly on three staunchly Republican congressional districts in California, 45, 48, and 49, and literally collected a massive amount of data. No one's ever done this before, not at this scale. So I preserved more than 47,000 election-related searches and the 400,000 web pages to which the search results linked. And of course, I know where those web pages are being shown to people in search results. And so I can measure the bias in the web pages and then see where they're being shown in those search results. And sure enough, on Google, those higher search results definitely are showing people content that favors Democratic candidates. Google and Bing, much more balanced, but Google, very, very clear bias in what they are showing people.
Yeah, I just want to correct you. You mean that Yahoo and Bing are much more fair, but Google is clearly biased. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have said Yahoo and Bing.
Yeah.
And the numbers are very strong. These are not subtle effects. These are very, very big numbers. And not only that, we found bias in Google in all 10 search positions on the first page of search results. And we know from the experimental research that shifts a lot of votes. It shifts the opinions and the votes of undecided voters.
Okay, so
those are the people. Yeah.
I want to get into that. Let me take a quick break for a minute, and then I want to come back. And you explain just that. When that first page, if they're changing, I think you said five of them, it changes people's points of view. But all 10 of them, it definitely shifts. And we'll get into that with Dr. Robert Epstein. And also, I'll give you a way to help him because he is the only guy doing this, and he's searching for truth. You can find him at mygoogleresearch.com, mygoogleresearch.com. There is a breaking story today on how Google manipulated the 2018 midterms, and it's probably not going to get a lot of play because nobody on the left wants to hear this, but it is extraordinarily important, and it would be just as important if someone was doing it towards the right. We have to be able to trust our news sources and our source for information. Robert, explain how, when you get your search results, how just changing the order of things can actually move undecideds from left to right or right to left.
Well, sure. We've done randomized controlled experiments in multiple countries, four national elections, actually five now, showing how this works. Basically, if you show people search results when they're conducting a search on anything that's election related, immigration or the wall or anything, and if you show search results such that near the top of the list, there are search results that will take you to a web page that makes one candidate or one party look better than the other, that very, very rapidly and dramatically shifts the voting preferences and the opinions of undecided voters, at least by 20%. That's easy. In some demographic groups, such as moderate Republicans, up to 80%. You get up to 80% shifts, we show in our experiments. Yeah. So we're talking about one of the largest effects, behavioral effects ever discovered in the behavioral sciences in the last 100 years.
Again, please.
Yes, I mean, it's astonishing, but this is the truth. People believe search results more than they believe anything they hear on radio or television or in newspapers, because they think this is an algorithm and it must be objective and impartial, and people trust it. So when people click on search results, especially if they're near the top of the list, they just tend to believe that this is unbiased. What they're getting now is unbiased. So if you take them over and over again to online content through search results that favors one candidate or party, that makes one candidate look much better than the other, that very, very rapidly shifts the opinions and the voting preferences of undecided voters, up to 80% in some groups. The most vulnerable group we've ever found so far is moderate Republicans.
Is there any way that Google doesn't know that their algorithm, that they just, oh my gosh, look, we had no idea.
You know what? They know more about this than I do. I've been studying this intensively for more than 6 years, but they know far more about this than I do. If you look at some of the leaks of emails and videos that have come out just in recent months, you find, you know, Google employees talking over email about their power to shift votes and opinions. They have a video, an internal video that leaked, which is about their power to reshape humanity. They talk specifically about ephemeral content like search results. Ephemeral meaning content that just flashes at you briefly and then disappears and there's no record of it for authorities to trace. In those internal emails, Google employees talk specifically about rigging ephemeral content for political purposes because they know that there's tremendous power here to shift opinions and votes. I happen to be the one who's discovered this and who quantifies it and who studies it. But, you know, the mainstream America and people with my own political leanings don't want to listen to what I have found. They don't want to listen because right now these companies are helping Democrats. So they don't want to listen. And I keep saying, you know, you've got to rise above politics here, people. This is dangerous stuff.
This is
right now. Maybe they're helping you, but who they're going to help tomorrow?
You know, this is Bernays was the father of modern advertising, and what he discovered was propaganda. And then propaganda got a bad name because of World War II, and so they changed propaganda to advertising. This is the worst, most insidious kind of propaganda because no one knows what's happening. No one. That was the secret with Bernays, was you're just slowly influencing people with images and thoughts. You're just slowly doing it. But this isn't even... This is not necessarily even paid for. There's no marking that this is an advertisement. This is just the subtle manipulation of people's minds, and it's horrifying when you really understand what it is.
Well, everything you said is right, but the relevant person here is not Edward L. Bernays. It's actually Vance Packard and the book he published back in the 50s called The Hidden Persuaders. And that book is still in print after more than 50 years, by the way, because he was talking about persuading people in ways that they can't see. So that's what I've been discovering and studying. And what's worse here, which has never been the case ever before, is the power to do all this nudging is entirely in the hands of mainly worldwide two companies, Google and Facebook, and they have no competitors. There's nothing you can do to counteract what Google does. Nothing. If two political parties are battling each other and they're trying to use SEO and whatever they're using, all kinds of techniques, that's fine. That's competitive. But if Google itself is leaning in one direction, number one, people can't see it. Number two, people can't counteract it. That's never been the case.
Dr. Robert Epstein, I'd love to have you back, talk about what we should do about this, but please go to mygoogleresearch.com, find out how you can help, get involved. If you do have money you would like to donate, please support him. He's doing very important work. Mygoogleresearch.com. You're listening.